Blog Talk Radio.
2010, we had a...
Oh!
Lord have mercy. I know y'all like that one. But guess what? We gonna duplicate that with some more in a minute. But right now, we got to finish up with what we got. We got to put that on hold and do something with some soul. We got to try something we ain't tried in a long time. I know y'all don't understand, but we got to try to tell folk about this State Fair of Texas and this Grambling game and these dark new streets and things and what's going on to get to some of these fair parks and games. Yeah, it's all a big ball of wax, y'all. So what we got to do is it's not anything worse than what we've ever figured it out to be in South Dallas during around this time. You know, the good, clear days, it's going to be some traffic because everybody is looking for what the family unit can actually do this time of year. That's the reason Al Wash went into it so strongly, y'all. You got to try to understand, what they always say, you know, there's a method to this madness. People was wondering how come he was fighting so hard to keep the games at Fair Park. You see what I'm saying? So it is a method to the madness, y'all. Right now they're trying to sell Fair Park, and so whoever the new owner might be will inherit the Cotton Bowl. So better things are ahead. You just got to understand the whole instant sobriety of some of the good people that's trying to give it up. Y'all know the city of Dallas. Yeah, this is a commentary show tonight, y'all. But what we're going to talk about mostly is the great things that's being transpired as we lay sleeping and as we go bed early and, you know, getting to our little REM sleep and stuff. It's a lot of people out there working, y'all. And they're working on our behalf. So we have to start letting some of these people know that we appreciate what they're doing. And yes, Mr. Al Wash is one of them. He should be at the top of the list. He's been keeping family units together for years just by some of the, you know, when you lead by example, you don't get the notoriety that you should get. Well, you know, it's a shame that he don't get the notoriety. I was looking for some pictures today. So anybody out there with some Al Wash photographs with his slick hat on, tell me about it. Show it to me. Send it to my email address. I'm trying to come up with some so that we can do a tribute to the one and only Mr. Al Wash. Yes, he was with me through my difficult years at the Weekly, you know, when I didn't know what I was doing. You know what you say? I'm pretty sure he might have said it about me. You know, hey, little boy with your nose all snotty, if you don't know what you're doing, you ought to ask somebody. Well, you know, I should have, because it took me a good number of years to get caught up on the system, you know. And as I tell you all every week, if it hadn't been for them sisters that was in power back then, Billy Punter would probably still be shooting pool. But, you know, that's just the way it go. You know, it wasn't meant for me to be a player all of my life, you know. And I lost a lot of stupidity by being with those wise women of the South. Yeah, you know, them Bacon sisters, Vicky Meek. Man, I could just rattle them off. Mary Bland, City of Dallas. Man, it was just wonderful, man, to be an assistant to all of these professional women. And I mean, they had the city by storm because they had a group that was second to none. I mean, they was helping people grow and everything. They helped me grow so immensely. You know, it astounded me. And I was telling a young guy today, you know, I meet so many people a day, you know. I'm getting old, I forget them a little day. But this young guy here was telling me how his 13-year-old daughter was immersed in the world of social media. And I was saying, well, you know, I got lost in the shuffle a lot of times dealing with that social media. Soon as I get hold of one idea that's working good for me, they change it, you know. They change it up and do something else. But, you know, you live and you learn, and you grow from some of the things that you didn't have a positive image at first and whatever. So, you know, with that comes growth and experience. So as he was telling me about his daughter, I said, well, you know, the Weekly has some intern programs and stuff. I know they were, when I was last up there, they were dealing with some of the youngsters from some of the near-around schools. See that new word I slipped in there? But, yeah, some of the interest was, you know, getting young people set for the future of social media. Because it's going to be there, y'all. And if we don't try to educate some of our children in this wonderful world of mystery and whatever else you want to call it, because it's never been like this, y'all. And what you have to do, you have to realize the nature of the beast. A lot of people, I mean inventors and everything, are scared to put their products out here now because it is so overwhelming. It is astounding at what some of these people can create, y'all. You know, I tell people about going up under the knife in 2007. I had to overstay my illness in the hospital a few days, but look, I had a double transplant, thing that hadn't been did but once, I believe, in the world, or at least in the state of Texas, because the doctors was trying to elevate my thoughts to get them off of other things, because I was thinking about some of everything, you know. And so he's trying to elevate my thinking so I would, you know, think higher on the medical totem pole. I'm still a total nerd to the health industry I was. So I didn't know what to say as they was telling me all of this different stuff and what not to eat and what not to do and a whole lot of stuff. Yeah, I got a liver and a kidney at the same time. And, I mean, it was awesome getting up off that table and getting out that bed finally on the 4th of July, 2007. Man, you talking about the wonders of a new world. And see, all of that was brought about by just out of retrospect, I had to flip the script. And I've never said this on air, but, you know, when I come out of hour, I had a little taste of amnesia and stuff. You know, I had a foggy past that I couldn't hardly remember. So, you know, I'm here to tell you, it was a God-fearing, wonderful experience, except that, you know, you wondered, did I make any real, real bad enemies, you know, and stuff like that, because you look at people deeply, and I have a soft tendency to trust everybody just by sight. But it was wonderful. You know, it was, don't let me get you drowsy with it, because it will put you to sleep. But with all of that being said, y'all, we need to start thinking about some of the things that our children and grandchildren, and with me, my great-grandchildren, are going to need in which to make it in the future. So if we are, in fact, doing an intern program at the Weekly, and I said we because I met with the team today, and we spread the rug, pull out the dice, and they worked. Yeah, 7-Eleven all day long for everybody. So with that being said, yes, I'm back into the marketing and advertising arena, along with the blessings from Miss Cheryl Smith and my media pass. So everybody is going to get a little part of me, but mostly right now it's going to be the State Fair of Texas, Al Wash, and Dart. So just get ready and start getting some information all around the city and the county about some of the great things that all of those people are doing. Because, you know, it's about time we stand up and be proud of our warriors, y'all. You know, so you can put it in any ice cream soda, ice cream snow cone, whatever flavor you want to. The people that I take a personal liking to because of the greatness that they have portrayed are going to be highlighted, and everything else I can do because they deserve it. So with that being said, y'all, one more time, we're going to get on the stick, and we're going to do what we're supposed to do. We're going to do what we want to do. But most of all, we're going to do what we need to do. You know, we need to start doing for one another. And, yes, I am my brother's keeper. And we are going to remedy a lot of the problems that's been out there. Watch out for the bumps, y'all, not the ones in the road. The black, upwardly mobile professionals. Yes, we're coming to town. Oh, that do include me. Yes, please. Thank you very much. Black, upwardly mobile professionals will soon be coming together to shed the light on the, all of the madness and all of the badness. And yeah, Billy Parnell is back. This time, Ask Uncle Billy. We'll have answers to your questions. Y'all don't hear me, but guess what? You will. True that. And I know you know what I mean now. Because when you said true that means you're pretty close to being from South Dallas. And y'all, if y'all don't know it yet, Miss Diane Gibson is a leading picture of health in South Dallas. She's working with all of the organizations and people that's trying to be a lot more upwardly mobile, and it's on and popping. That's what it is. So y'all get ready. And I will not be saying I'm coming. I'm already here. Y'all don't hear me. Got a couple of offices in South Dallas right now. Just got to make a few more renovations and stuff. I was talking with CTD renovators today. I'm here, y'all. I'm here. Don't say Uncle Billy is coming. Say Uncle Billy is here. We just can't find him. And I'm not hiding either. Hold on. This one is just for CTD renovations. We're going to get on the stick. We're going to do what we're supposed to do. We're going to do what we want to do. And we're going to do what we need to do. Listen to this one, y'all. Listen to this one. If y'all don't like it, call me back in. Call me back in because, you know, not only am I trying to tell you something, y'all know what it is. Yeah, that's what it is.
You both have a perfect driving record.
Until one of you quits the food truck.
Then your rates go through the roof. Perfect.
For drivers with accident forgiveness, Liberty Mutual won't raise your rates due to your first accident. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oh.
know y'all heard it. I know y'all heard it. Listen, listen. Every time he trying to tell y'all something, y'all just want to get held up by something else, something personal and all that. You can't take it personal. This is a everyday restoration effort. See, like you the first one to ever mess up. You're not the first and you're not the last. So let the lessons come to you and just choose the one that might be best for you. He's not asking for perfection. He's asking for restoration. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Because until we do that to ourselves, how can we ask somebody else to make a move and change? I don't hear you. And I'm not listening at you. Because I know for a fact $1 million bill can change. Y'all don't hear me. But hold on, you know I got a personal line here. Hold on. Cornell resident. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so you know, but see, when you're in real help, mode, all you have to do is ask. See, pride comes just before the fall. When you let your pride stand in the way of asking for help whenever you need it. Sometimes the help you need don't be wrong to somebody. But, you know, as long as you don't accept help from the devil, you're all right. You know, because then that'd be your running partner. That'd be your lookout for a guy. You can't have that. You can't have that. Sometimes you just have to ride the fence. Yeah. You know, I rode it for a long time. So, what we need to do, y'all, is, like Michael Jackson said, take a good look in the mirror. And once we fix ourselves, and this is not so astronomical that it can't happen, until we let somebody else help us fix ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Pride comes before the fall. Once you ask somebody else that you need help and they are sincere about helping you or helping you to get help, you got to believe in them. Because one thing I do know about some people today, and it's a natural fact, they don't like helping somebody else, especially when they don't like them. So if you don't put yourself in situations with everybody, you know, your family, your friends, you know, you done truly messed up. But, you know, we mess up so bad sometimes, the first thing we lose is our faith. And I don't know what it is, but when we lose our faith, we mad at everybody, especially the people ain't did nothing to us. But we lose our faith for doing wrong and whatever else and getting into these tight squeezes. So I can't stand you. Why? You didn't help me when I was dying. Well, you didn't tell me you was dying. Well, I know I should have, but would you still mad at me? So I didn't know you was dying. I didn't know you needed help, you know. When I was coming up, if a man, woman, child, whatever needed help, they always screamed, "Oh, God, please help." And they got it most of the time. So as I keep trying to tell folks, y'all might want to check in with this old guy here, oh, well, just my son. Because if you try to check in some other kind of way, you'd be going home to Jesus.
Know what I'm talking about. on talking. You know how you can talk. The man say, I got a habit. See, you got a habit? Everybody got a habit. Christian said, tell me. Oh, I wish y'all hit me sing this for that. The man said, I'm good.
See that? See that? Once you lose that little faith that you got, that's when you start to cry and going on. But the thing is, it ain't time to cry. It's time to pray. Because you lost that faith, you know. It wasn't taken away from you or nothing. But you still, you know, still got enough strength to manifest enough words to say you sorry for what you did, and how can you better the condition of the condition you in? But no, you want to blame it on somebody else. All of your mistakes and wrongdoings and everything else. Yeah, you got to come out of that. You got to show enough come out of that. Because, you know, you're totally wrong. And the real bad thing about it is, you know it. You know, they used to say, every time you get close to doing something, you ain't got no business, you go to blaming it on somebody else. I remember these partners of mine when I was coming up. They were no real, real, real bad kids, but they always got caught in a whirlpool And it was mostly from just tagging along. And so, Lord have mercy. Let me look at something here, y'all. I might mess something up, but I'm sure going to be trying to look something. And I'm always trying to aid in a bit something good. So, you know, that's freedom to a whole lot of folk, y'all. So let me see if I can come up here with something. I want to try this, y'all. I'm trying this Pandora stuff. So, it's making me do some things that I don't want to do, but I'm going to try it anyhow. Same kind of problem he did earlier, I'm going to pull out again, because that means it's trouble. Yeah, same kind of problem. I'm going to forget about this. Find something else, y'all. You know, sometimes it just shows that you don't need everything. So, you know, sometimes be okay to leave well enough alone. You know what I'm saying? No, y'all won't hear me. But as I was stating just a little earlier, a few minutes before temptation caught my eye, you know, I ain't got one. So, But what we do, y'all, is we let temptation work us down to our bones. But what we need to do is continue doing what we're doing, especially when it's good. And that's what I was trying to tell a man today, trying to install something new on my stuff. I started just telling him, well, brother, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, leave it alone, you know. You ever heard that, leave well enough alone? Yeah, I know you have. Because you're about my age. Go on and tell me about it. You heard Jane Cleveland say, well, you got a problem? He said, tell me about it. Yeah, so tell me about it. But we all need prayer, y'all. And I'm going to tell y'all, pretty soon I'll be displaying some of my illnesses that I need help with in the very near future. You know, I need a transplant, y'all. I need a kidney. So I am going to be letting the world know about it in a few days and just show you that there's never too much pride to ask a friend. I don't ask friends for organs or nothing, anything like that. But if you'd like to donate one, I'm the person that would be the recipient. So, Without further ado, let me tell y'all about this man here. He said, pray on it. Pray for me, Lord. Pray for me.
Thank you. daughter. Pray for my husband. I've had children come and say, pray for my daddy. He's an alcoholic. Pray for my mama. I don't know where she is. She just up and left. Pray that the Lord will send her back home. We've got war clouds hanging over the whole world. Unemployment, pressure, tension, stress, and strife. But I believe what the Bible said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I'll forgive your sins and heal your land. I believe that. So whoever you are, and wherever you are, please don't forget to pray for me. Whatever your praying ground is, pray. Pray for me.
What we are, you made us. When you die.
that got me, y'all. That got me. That put me in yeah, man. If y'all only knew. No, we're going to hold off on that. We're going to hold off, y'all. Sometimes you just got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. And right now we folding that. So we going to get on down here to where we are. What he has been to me, y'all. You know, you got to change some of the rhetoric of the past in order to gain something in the future. Don't you know Lord been good to me? Well, I'm going to let that play in the background while I tell y'all this. Lord, we got a long way to go, but with your help, we'll have a long time to get there. But faith without work just ain't possible. We got to put some shoulders into it. We got to put some elbows into it. We got to work at it, y'all. The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. So, you know, you got to work in order to receive success. So let's get on the stick, y'all, because all you have to do is compliment your neighbor, compliment your dog, compliment everybody on doing something good and right, and do it every day. The more often you do it, the better off you feel and the better off they feel. So get with it. Bless somebody with good feelings. That's all I ask. Love, pass it on. Love, pass it on. I'll holler, Uncle Bill. Well, my little brother says, black man out, black man gone, or something like that. You know, you came back here with them youngsters. But this black man gone, y'all. Y'all have a great evening. I really want to thank you, but you know what I'm finna do. I'm finna whip the queen for this 15, because dominoes are becoming me. Real soon, I hope. I need them. I need a domino game, y'all. Holla. Have a great evening, and from Ask Uncle Billy, good night.